Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Nun Aleph. What's in a name? Or perhaps, more accurately for this Mizmor, what's in a title? Let's start with a name. As we start Mizmor Nun Aleph, we note that almost all of the Mizmorim in this section will be LeDavid, attributed to David HaMelech as author. What can we expect to find? In this second collection of Mizmorim LeDavid, the first collection was in the first Sefer of Tehillim, from Prakim Aleph through Mem Aleph, we will find David HaMelech reflecting over the different events in his life. He will relate to us how he felt, and how he relied on Hashem, and what he learned from the experience, and we will find ourselves learning about ourselves and our relationship with Hashem as a result. The Mizmorim are not necessarily in chronological order, until we get to the last one of this section, which was clearly written when David was older. And the very last Mizmor will be titled L'Shlomo, the words of wisdom he wishes to convey to his son Shlomo, the blueprint for how he wants the kingdom to continue. The last line of this Mizmor is Kalu Tfilot David Ben Yishai. Thus concludes the Tfilot of David Ben Yishai. What's in a title? In addition to the attributed author, the title will give us other clues about the nature of the Mizmor. We will find commands to the conductor. We will find references to historical events in David's life that will give us perspective as we analyze David's words. We will find names of musical instruments that were possibly used to accompany the Mizmor. We will find terms that indicate what the purpose of the Mizmor was. All of this from the title. Let us turn our attention to this first Mizmor in LeDavid, Mizmor Nun Aleph. It begins, Lamnatzeach, to the conductor. Mizmor, a melody without words, in contrast to a shir, the chanted word. The Gemara in Pesachim states the following. Please listen to the age-old chicken and egg question. LeDavid Mizmor, LeLamed, Shesharta Alav Shechina, V'Charkach Amar Shira. When it says LeDavid Mizmor, it teaches us that the Shechina rested on David, and then he said the words, Mizmor LeDavid, MeLamed Sheamar Shira, V'Charkach Sharta Alav Shechina. When it says Mizmor LeDavid, it teaches us that David said the words, and then the divine presence rested on him. So did what he do bring the Shechina, or was he in a fit of inspiration from the Shechina, and then wrote what he did. In our Mizmor, it begins LeDavid Mizmor. It would appear that first came the divine presence, the Shechina, and then David wrote the words. What is the event that is prompting the Mizmor? Pasuk Bet, Bevo Elav Natan Navi Kasher Ba El Batsheva. When the prophet Natan came to him after he came to Batsheva. Note the repetition of the verb Ba. Natan is coming to David to rebuke David HaMelech about the fact that he, David, Ba'el Batsheva, had been intimate with Batsheva. The story appears in Shmuel Bet Perek Yud Aleph, and the dialogue between Natan and David occurs in the following Perek, Perek Yud Bet. Natan brings a hypothetical case of a crime that has been perpetrated. David renders a ruling that the man accused of the crime deserves to die. Natan points a finger at David and very deliberately says, Ata ha'ish, you are that man, the one you said deserves to die. Noteworthy is David's response to Natan, Chatati la'Hashem, I have sinned against God. This Mizmor elaborates on those profound words of admission, and from this Mizmor we learn about David's greatness and about lessons that he learned that we can apply to our lives. In the first part of the Mizmor, Psukim Gimel through Yud Aleph, we see terms that David used to describe his sin. Achet, an offense or transgression. An avon, a guilt offense. Pesha, a sin or crime. We also see David beg Hashem using the following phrases. Kapseni me'avoni, wash me of my guilt. Umechatati tahareni, purify me of my sin. That was Pasuk Dalet. And in Pasuk Tet we say, Techateni ve'ezo ve'etar, purge me with hyssop and I will be pure. Techabseni umishaleg albin, wash me and I will be whiter than snow. The terms in Pasuk Tet evoke the procedure for para aduma, for purifying someone who has become impure from contact with a dead body. According to Rav Hirsch, this teaches us that asking Hashem to help him become tahor within, to be raised to a level of moral strength, to perceive what is true and to love what is good and pure. Finally, says Rav Hirsch, David asks Hashem to chabseni, to help him expiate his sins by means of suffering, such as would be obvious to all those about him, realizing that their king had atoned for his transgression and that his people might come to respect him again. This is perhaps one lesson we learn from David about the impact a sin has on one's very being, how it can stain and make you impure, and how tshuva can repair the stain, wash it clean, wash it whiter than snow, and also to cleanse, to purify the soul. We are also shown by David's example how to admit to our failings and limitations and to use them to become stronger in the future. If the first half of this mizmor discusses the stain of sin, the second half focuses on the redemptive nature of tshuva, pasuk yud bet. Lev tahor brali Elokim, create a pure heart for me, God. Veruach nachon chadesh bekirbi, renew a firm spirit within me. We see David's motivation to do tshuva, not to avoid punishment. In fact, he asks for a punishment that will both mechabes avonot, clean the transgressions, and metaher chataim, purify the offenses. But he asks that his past actions not color his future relationship with Hashem after he has done tshuva. In Yud Aleph, Haster panecha michata'ai, hide your face from my sins, v'chol avonotai meche, erase all of my guilt. He wants to find favor in the eyes of God. He wants to continue to have to bask in the Ruach Kachacha, the spirit of holiness. He wants to be able to continue to praise Hashem, coining the words that we say every time we recite the Amidah, the words with which we begin the Shemona Esrei, Adoshem Svatai Tiftach, Ufi Yagid Tehilatecha, Lord, open my mouth, open my lips, that my mouth will declare your praise. If you, Hashem, forgive me, and we see Pasuk Tetvav, Elamda Poshim Derechecha, I will teach offenders your ways. Also, V'chataim Elecha Yashuvu, sinners will come back to you. David wants to use his story, his sin, and his subsequent return as example for others to learn how to do tshuva, and how tshuva can help anyone who is willing to undergo the process. What is that process? Usually we talk of four steps. Steps that allow even chataim, who, in the words of Rav Hirsch, are those who have grown old in sin and for whom sin has become part of the very fiber of their being, that they still have the opportunity to return to the path that leads to God. How do they do that? Step one, vidui, and recognizing that they have sinned. Charata, admitting regret and recognizing tziduk hadin, that what Hashem does is right. Asking for forgiveness, bakasha lemechila, the Kabbalah le'atid, accepting in the future not to sin in this way again. We see these steps in this mizmor. The first, vidui, and recognizing we have sinned, in Pasuk Hei, Kipsha'ai ani eda, for my crimes I know, and Chatati nigdi tamid, my offense is always before me. Charata, the admitting regret and recognizing that what Hashem has done is correct, is seen in Pasuk Vav, Leman tidstak bedavrecha, tizke beshaftecha, that you are just, you Hashem are just when you sentence, you are right when you judge. Asking for forgiveness, the bakasha l'mechila, is seen in Pasuk Gimel, Kerov rachamecha meche b'sha'ai, with your great mercy, wipe away my crimes. Implied is the fourth step about the future, seen in the Pasuk, Lev tahor b'rali Elokim, v'ruach nachon chadesh b'kirbi, make me pure again, as if nothing had happened, rest your soul, rest your spirit on me. David HaMelech adds a fifth step about how we can instruct others. This is seen in Pasuk Tedvav. Alamda poshim derachecha v'chatatim elecha yashuvu. Let me teach transgressors your ways, and offenders will come back to you. The pasuk that speaks to me the most, again, one that I would sing time and again around bonfires at camp. You can hum along to the tune that you know and like the best. Pasuk Yud Bet, Lev Tahor Barali Elokim, V'ruach nachon chadesh bekirbi, a pure heart recreate for me, God, and a firm spirit renew within me. And then Yud Gimel, Al tashlicheni milfanecha, v'ruach kachecha, al tikach mimeni. Do not fling me from your presence. Your Holy Spirit do not take from me. Does a lev tahor, a pure heart, belong to a person who has never seen the tabula rasa, the clean slate? Does a person like that ever really exist? Because it says in Kohelet, in tzaddik ba'aretz, asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. There's no righteous person in this world who only does good and never sins. Perhaps, instead, a lev tahor belongs to one who has sinned, who has made mistakes but learned from them, who wants to share the lessons learned with others to prevent them from making the same mistakes. I believe the latter. The last two psukim in the Mizmor make reference to Yerushalayim as a city and a location for bringing korbanot. How can we understand these psukim, which seem anachronistic? Ibn Ezra believes that the psukim were added later by members of Shivat Zion, or that perhaps Beruach HaKodesh, since in David's later years, it was evident that Yerushalayim would be the location of the Beit HaMikdash. Or perhaps we simply see David's longing to build the Beit HaMikdash and his fear that his sin will preclude him from achieving this goal. I would like to conclude with the words of the Shaddal, Rav Shmuel David Luzzatto from Italy in the 19th century. And he says the following: true and complete emunah is not presented to us by people who are complete. It is depicted through people who have faults and blemishes and sins, and those who live after them learn from them pure Yirat Hashem that guarded them in what was revealed and what was hidden. And if they sometimes sinned, they acknowledged their sins and did teshuvah and returned to Hashem and with all their strength fixed what was wrong. Exactly what David HaMelech has done and has showed us. This mizmor begins with the verb lavo, to come. Its message is one of lashuv, to return.